Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Yeah. whakalofalahi atu ki a tautolu osi, ke he mangaho a fiafi. Fulufulu ola nei, pese nei kua mkalili moe mokomoko mai foki, pala fafo, kai whakaue ni ki atua, ha kua mai ki a tautolu ke whilewe iai, ke he afi afi nei. Kato kamata ha tautolu whakaholoanga, tunga nene whamhani, ke he tau whakaue, ke he iki hake hana tau whakalofa ki a tautolu osi. Ha mautolu a matua nai ha hahilangi, whakaue ke he hau a tau mena mita ki osi, ne ke koe mā mautolu. Whakaue ke he tau monuina longa, ko whakafofua ke koe ha mautolu a tau mumui. Whakaue ke he tau malolo seno, ki he ha mautolu a tau mumui, pia fuki ha mautolu a tau mangwawa. Nā kai nemo e mautolu hau tau whakaalofa i atua nei. Whakaue ke a koe, ne whai whakamangalo mai, ha mautolu a tau angahala, whakamaulu fuki koe ha mautolu a tau ngangau. Se nā kai nemo, nā kai ngalo e mautolu hau a tau whakaalofa mai ki a mautolu. Kua whaki mai fuki hau a tama kwa Yesu Kristo ke lawe ake moe whakamomo uiai a mautolu. Ko e totonu me mahan mitakia, kua malolo wasi a ia mautolu, mai mai ki a mautolu ke nawa mai whakaheke atu ki a koe e atua tukulangi. O le atu ki mo hau ki e tu maupihia, hau a lewe ki anga mai ki lunga ia mautolu ma Yesu nei. Kua ole atu, moe whakaue atu ke he hawa ingoa tapu. Amen. Whakalofalei atu foki ke aliuni ke tukua te tau whakalofalahi ke amtolu ke he mga hoa whiawhine. Mai lingi tutu anei me whakaholoanga whahi malolo sino. Kua whamahani ata tolu ke ai ke he tau a whiawhilotu. Ke tukua atu e tau whakailoanga hangawia ke he tau whahi malolo sino. Tau tolu. Whakaue kua Whilewei ai ki lunga he pūlange po ke tau kaina ha tau tōlu he awhiawhi nei. Tuka te tau whakaalofalahi ke he ha tau tōlu a tau toi te puna, tau urumatua he maanga. Ke he tau mena ni ko hahae e amutolu ke he awhiawhi nei. Tuka te tau whakaalofa hofi hofi atu ke amutolu. Ha tau tōlu tau mamatua whakwhikau, nā kai nemo, ha lau tōlu tau ngahua, kamakamaka, mai whamalolo, ke langa ki hake e maui ke lisiano, he tau e kalesia takitaha ne tapua ki ai ta tūru ki ai. Tuka te tau whakaalofalahi ke he matua whakawhikau ki whakolene liwa ie hawa tuko ua, moe hawa mga whawa katoa toa. Ke he whakawhikau ko tale hake ngai iki hawa tuko ua, moe mga whawa katoa fuki. Tuka te tau whakaalofalahi ke amtolu ke he mga honi. Nā kai nimo hata e tūru o matua whakawhikau o kioki, ko Tom e tuata, hao atu ko uha fōki, moe hā mua a tau whānau katoa, moe mga whāo katoa toa. Tuko atu tau whakalofalahi ki amtūru. Tau matakai nānga he tau motu ke he kehene, whanongonongo mai a whiawhinai, whakalofalahi atu ki amtūru. Whakaue ni ki hatua, ko mai ke atu tūru ke whilewe iai, ke he ahone. Ha kua malolo e tau sino, mai he tau furu ke he tau aho kua mole. Ne nā kai whai whakaholoanga pe hea ia tau tūru whakamole mole atu whakalahi. Ha tau tūru whakaholoanga mai awhi awhi nei, tō mātutaki atu e whalu wala tāla ke he mui ngā ngāo ha tau tūru ke he tau mga ho nei. Koe ngā ngāo moko ke lea lahi nei ne whaino tolo whakai nene ngā ia. Nā kai la ngālo ia, mai he motu nei, poke mai he tau kaina ta ki taha hata tūru. Tunga ni a emu nei, whakamole mole mai kwa li ngā longa lahi te efu he poko nei, kwa eke te ke sihe tu mō, kai whakamole mole atu ni, kai eke kwa tupu emu nei ia, ke he tau mga aho, ka tū tāla ai. Tō liwa ta tūru ke whanonganongo mai ke he matua apuke matakainanga ko Holona Lui me hana tau hukotaki mai. Ako ia tahani ngahua me whahi malolo sino mwilingi tōni puri lua mwe hatu vani. ke he muituanga e whanoanga he ngangau nei koe COVID hongo fulmahiva. Woe whalu, whalu ngangau kua whakamailonga ai he lalolangi ke he mahina nei, poke tau mahina kua mole, tau whahitapu ka hau, ai atunga ia e mailonganga he wha, e whahi manamana tuanga ko nā kai maupo apo, poke ngangau manamana tuanga he tau tangata nā kai ni ko tau tūru hi nei, ko New Zealand katoa, se pia foki e lalolangi katoa. Toha hai e tau mailonganga, whakamana tuanga, mo tau whakaholoanga ko tau se la tūru ke whakamana tuaki, e tau aho pehena he lalolangi. Ai ai fōki e whalu whakailoanga, a ngau ia ke he te whalu ngangau ke he kehi, wā mamana ki a tūru ke tū tāla ki ai he tau aho i mua, se pihia fōki mo e muituanga e tau ngangau nei. Katoha hai ai e tau tangata ngahua, mai he tau whae ngahua ke he kehi, kua a mamana ki ke whakatū tāla ai, mo e leo taongo nei ke he taumahina i mua peseni koe leo koe wangahau papalangi ka ko pihiani e nā kai whai tangata ni we ke langamatai koe e ke kafo ni pulotu hata tolu ko Elovini Mitsikulenga ko Mitsikulena whakamalemalemai nā kai koe ata atu maua ia ke ngahua whakalataha. Hailoi e tau tōru ko ia taha takitaki he hana kaunga hua e no nofoi a tau tōru ke he mga aho nei ma tamo matua. Whanono mai a tau tōru ke he matakau J-Love. Moe hala tōru a lolongo nei koe hopo kilunga. Si mamata mai kai hopo hopo atu a J-Love ki he tau kaina ha mtulu ni ke hepe kofi ni whakatangi ai hanane fina.
Oh, kalofa tu kia koe whakani moloto. Fisi si are tua mano ni mai. Ui ui kia koe te mamali mai. Aua matia neke more mana aho. Mana kari esi manongi mai miwe. Sima konai e pokatoa.
Thank you.
Ai, e whanono mai fuki am tūlu ke fuata ia. Koe fuata he mga hala ni uhu e ia lolongo nei, ko mefi fifita. Ko ia taha matakainanga ne hoko mai he motu ko tonga. Lango matai e ke tae whale hotel a niwe ne malona he e peau tolu tua he tau tau kua mole, longa kua mole ki tua. Huhu atua la tūlu ke he sivi lolongo ne tause ai he mahala ia ha ia taha lolongo la tūlu hanei ne lolongo ai ke he pōna hanei kua mai ke whakatangi atu hea whiawhinai ke whanonongo a tau tūlu ki ai mā tau matakainang ko e huhu atu mā tau mamatua kua osi no kai, na kai e tau huki ha tau tūlu tunga wham whakahoha tutu mau he tau a whiawhipehe nai. Kwa whano na kai a kai ke maua e huki, tau huki pui pui nei, la te ime tau ngangau fulu, la te ime ngangau COVID hong fulu mahewa, tau huki nei ni lima, ko e huki taha ua mwe tolu, si hahai ei foki taha huki ke whakamaloloa ke tau vai, mwe ke ua foki, tunga tau busta ke taha, mwe busta ke ua. Ai te māma, ka māma e mutolu e whakamāma mga ia, ai ai e tau whakailoanga nā kua whakakise atu. Ai koe laulahi, ha tau tōlu ke he tau hokotaki ne whai maua mai he whahe malolo sino, nā kai la ofo ia tau tōlu ke o atu, ke maua e tau huki nei. Kai whakaue ke he whalu mga whawa, me whalu mamatua, ne nākai whakatua i a loto o atu ni ke mau e tau huki nei haka tau pui pui anga nei ke lata me tau mui malolo mui sino ha tau tō ke tau mga ahu nei tō time da hola walu tō hoko mai e whakatuta langa mo e matua nei ko holona lui mai osia si mātuta ki atu ke he tau whakaholoanga tau mena tutupu he ha tau tōlo maanga he tau tapu kwa mole ka he tapu kwa mole atu tapu kwa mole tapu nei pia foki ni mo he tapu kahau poke tau mahina i mua ha tau tōlo tau amamana kiang ke lata ia mo he tau whakawhetu ianga kwa hanga o atu a tau tōlu ki ai. Si haia, whanongonongo mai tū mau am tōlu ke tau leo tāo pe ne, pia ni a whiawhi whaiomu, kia ia e tangata whakamatala he a whiawhi whaiomu, ke whakamahino atu e tau mena ia ka tutupu, mo e liu ni ke whasea ki atu foki, e tau whakailoanga nei, kua tuku mai paua ki a mautolu e tau tangata whakamatala ke whakamatala atu he tau leo taongo pehe nei. Si pehia ha tau tolu a tau whakailohanga ke lata mai a whiawhi nei ma tau mamatua. Liu nā tau tolu e whanono mai ke he tau leo taongo, tau leo furufuru ala nei mai a J-Love. Pia foki ni moe matua nei ko mefi fifita hana ne finatu.
sisi ale tuo mano mi mai. Ui ui kia koe te mamali mai. Aua matia neke more mana aho. Sima konai e pokatoa, whakaholo e se vae ho te laniue, whakame mai neke tomu. Thank you.
hiki e waka te tolu e whewhinai ke he tau nei ko tu apa uho motu I e whanono mai am tolu ke TA5 ko au nei fia fia he pone uho ai e fuata ko Jolly Teoli Talima pese nei ko mole atu e ia ha hai mui anga ia hana tau talini hanei ko whanono ke ai atu tolu hao nei ke he tau leo mitakia ke he uhuanga tau lorong moe longa foki hana tau leo furufuruala ke whakatangi atu ke whanonga tau tūru ki ai ki he afi afi nei hiva tu ai tau minuta ke time da halavalu liwau ke whaseki atu foki hata tūru whakaholoanga hae ai tau whakailoanga hanga o ia ke he tau mana tutupu mai he whahi malolo sino. Ke he mga hoa whiawhinei kua amamana ke lalolangi katoa ke whakamanatu e ngā ngāo nā kai maupaupu he tau mana tuanga. Moe tahamena ia ne whakatua ia ki e tau malolo hala tūlu kua maui, kua maua he tau ngā ngāo ne. Hakutau ke whakakelea, moe nakai nakai leveki whakamitaki e, laulahi ke he tau maumwhaoa, tau mamatua, he tau hokotaki nei ne whai maua mai ia lau tūlu ne ko maua he tonga ngāo nei. Ke he hala tūlu a tau ki sianga heia, ni kamata he aho o fua, ke whakahosi mai he aho flaile, e tau whamana tuanga nei, ke la te ia moe hātai tūlu maanga katoa nei, laulahi nei i Wellington, to hae i fuki tau whakaholoanga, ke whakawhiawhia moe whamana tua ki, e, tau ngā ngāo nei. Tahanga ngāo fuki kua whamana tua i mahina nei, ke ngā ngāo kensa. I loa lahi e tau tūlu e tau ngā ngāo nei, ne whai maua ai. E laulahi he hata tūlu a tau mga whaoa, takitaha, po ke tau kapisinga, e ia koe ngā ngāo matakutaku e na fuki kai e ke ko maua e koe. Koe menaha nei, ne tau whakamakamaka ai e tau e ke kafo, po ko lau tūlu ne, ne kua pulotu lahi he whahi whahi ki he tau mena kai moe whakamawhana ia tau tūlu ke kai whakalata lata kai whakatose moe kisi kisi fuki he tau mena kai ha tau tūlu ne whai kai he tau aho pia ni ke he tau vai whai ino e tau tūlu moa atu ke he tau wai ia ne lahi e suka ne, tau inu ia ne lahi e suka ne tokai. Si hoko atu ke he tau, tau inu ne whakawhiawhia aki e tau tangata, tau whanau, tau mamatua, a ia tau wai mamali e te lau he whalu, e te whakaingo kai kawa. Lau lahi he waha nei, ko mua atu foki, e holo atu he tau, inu ia, mai tau manako ia, ki he tau pauta, mai tau vaikona. Koe tau manahi ia ke whakanganga o si aki a tau tūlu. Si nā kai maua e koe he aho nei, po ke apongi, kato maua he tau, tau nelonga. Ha koe tau mena kai ne kai e tau tūlu, ai maua e koe tau nganga o ia apongi pungi. Kā kato maua e tau tūru whanau atu ki he lima ke hongo fulu e tau. Si au hake mai mo ia e tu tamapunua ia māma lahi e au ki he muituanga he tau ngā ngāo ne maua e hā kwa mui. Nā kaini ko au, kā ko laulahi ha tau tūru, ko e tau puhala, tau whakailoanga, mai tau hatakianga ia, ki a tau tōru ni ke whanonongo, mo e mumui tu atu ki ai, ke lata ia mai hata tōru tau mumui malolo sino. Leo foki a tātou ke whanono atu ke he tau leo fulufurola nei. Mai, matakau nei koe TA5 of Niue Island Volume 2. Ringa koe kofi ke ua ki a e halau tūlu ne kua lahi foki e furufuru ola e vai whanonga nongo ki a e atau tūlu. Ai a rinne ke whanonga nongo mai ke a te oli ke he mga honi, ke leo gatu ke he matua nei ko holona lui, ke hau ke whakamama mai e tau whakailoanga na whaitatari e te tūlu ki a e.
Yeah, dude.
Ai e mata mata kana ma mata kita tu ke leo ke mata kana ne ko holona.
Hello.
A mama na ke ke tu tala de tulu a mo de tulu he afi afi nei. Fala fala hia tu ke pai holona.
When you finished recording, press hash for more options or just hang up.
Nā kai la mōua e matua nei, ko a whakatūtāla ni ata tōru moi. Moi masine he ana telefona. Tau liu ke loli foki kai e mitaki tō liu ke kumi atu ka ia, kai whanongono mai ata tōru ke he taha leo fulu fulu wala nei whanukua. I have all of the hair to Holona.
Yep, sorry, I was on another call, but yep.
Frau Lahiko, make your way for Latahama more than Tulu here for Finai. And thank you for taking the time to be with us again tonight. I'll give it to you. You can give us the what is our latest update.
Frau Lahiko, my name is. Yeah, thank you for calling, and whakalawhalahia to Matolo Wasi. Thank you to our listeners listening from here. And really, I'm not sure, we're looking, still focusing a lot of attention on COVID, and this is a really interesting and difficult time and challenging time. We know that the restrictions have been lifted, but yet for our Pacific communities, in the COVID area, we are still around 14% behind the rest of the community and having our first booster shots for COVID. And so the rest of the community who have had, in the Wellington area, 80% of those who are eligible have had their first booster dose, while for Pacific, we have only had 66%. And while that gap is there, what the risk is for us, if there is a surge or a new variant, that we will still be affected more than everybody else. And we have a choice whether or not to take the steps that we need to take to make sure that we're fully protected, or as protected as we can be. So it is still really important to have our vaccinations and make sure that we have done as much as we can to protect ourselves and our families.
Are you saying that we are going down on our vaccination?
I'm saying we're still stable, plateaued. So we're at a level, but we're still behind mainstream. We need to be the same as mainstream. You know, we continually, for ourselves, we see our stats that we're lagging behind, and we feature in the negative statistics for whatever. And sometimes we do have a choice where we need to be able to actually follow our professionals' advice, which is to get vaccinated, whether it's for COVID, to get our first two doses, which most of us have, but also to get our first booster dose and our second booster dose, so that, you know, we are in a position no one then can say, you had the chance, you didn't take it. And I know more of our many of our people have had COVID, even after they've had the vaccine, but they haven't been as sick as they could have been, and that is the key thing.
That is so, good news.
Yeah, but we're still the good news is, in a fun way, is in terms of the Wellington region or across the country, 1,972 people have passed away. So that's 10 more than last Wednesday, but it's still less, hasn't it? That's fewer people have passed away. But for our Pacific people, we've had 2 weeks now, we're only on the same number, 118 people have passed away from COVID. Which is a good thing, so no other people have from our Pacific communities, which is a really good sign, which could be improved, I guess, if our people take the opportunity to make sure that they have the two doses of the booster shots of the COVID vaccine. And it may sound a little bit like a little bit of a broken record repeating that, but the message is still the same. You have increased your chances of staying well and not getting as sick as if you were unvaccinated, as it were. And it's good, you know, like from across central region, which includes Capital and Coast, that's Port Erua, Wellington and the Kapiti Coast, our figures are the same. 91 people have passed away in Hawke's Bay. We're okay. In Hutt Valley, we're okay. So, and Wairarapa and Whanganui. So our figures have remained unchanged for the past fortnight, which is really, really encouraging. And for our young tamariki, or tamariki, we are still behind there. For our Palangi colleagues and everyone else, is 62% of their tamariki vaccinated, where for our communities, 51% have been vaccinated. So we're 11% behind that. And it's always difficult with our children, but we should take the opportunity to protect them as best we can. And by following the medical advice, and I guess if we're not sure about some of the doctors, and we need, our people need to talk to someone they know and trust. Dr. Alvin Mystic Kalina has always made himself available to talk to our people who may have any questions, you know, especially our people in the Niue community. I don't have his number specifically on me right now, but we can get that and advertise it again next week.
Okay.
But if people are worried about getting a vaccine, there are two things that are happening now. You can always get vaccinated at a specific provider. For example, we've got out in the Hutt Valley, Pacific Health Services, Hutt Valley. And they have an outreach program where that means they've got a van that goes around vaccinating our people. And that's, they are part of a competition which is called Back to the Island. So if you haven't had your booster shot, booster dose, either your first one or your second one, or if you haven't been vaccinated at all, you can go and get vaccinated at their outreach clinic and go into a competition to win a trip for two back to the islands. So that trip is the big trip is to Samoa or to Tonga, but I'm sure we'll be able to talk, if you did win it, talk to the organisers around what else could be done with that. But the
and Niue, of course.
Huh?
I want to go to Niue.
So do I. So we I can't enter, and I don't think you can enter either, because we're both working in the sector. For people who haven't, but one of the clinics is on the 23rd, which is Friday, 23rd of September, and that's at 22 Marsden Street in Lower Hutt.
Oh, 22 Marsden.
Marsden. So it's just near the church, by the Ewan Bridge, 22 Marsden Street.
Oh, by Ewan Bridge. Yeah, yeah.
And that's between 6 and 8 p.m. In the evening. And on, that's Friday between 6 and 8 p.m. There. And on Saturday, the 24th of September, at Bernard Woods Turf in Ascot Park. So Bernard Woods Turf in Ascot Park, and I guess that, I'm not quite sure what that is. It may be a golfing club or a grass sales turf.
Is this by the same Pacific Health Service?
By the same Pacific Health Service as the vaccination outreach.
All right, outreach, yes.
And tomorrow evening, at Thursday, at between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at number 1 Hewitt Crescent in Nainai, which is at Pacific Health Services premises. And yeah. The good thing about the one on the 23rd, which is Friday the 23rd, is that it's just before their men's twilight walk. So for the men's twilight walk, which is happening at the Hutt City Church, 22 Marsden Street, so right in the where they're going, for especially for our men, and the rest of the family can go with them, is for a walk along the riverbank and around that. And so they'll also, you know, offer you the opportunity to get the vaccine there, whether it's for COVID, for a booster dose, or for flu, or for measles. So that will be the
walk. Is it by Ewan Church, the riverbank?
The Hutt City Church.
Okay.
So a big church by the Ewan Bridge.
Bridge, yes.
That's a lovely walk. I was planning to go on that walk, but it also clashes with the launch of the Pacific Languages Strategy by the MPP happening that night in Wellington at Parliament, which is another great initiative which will help our people. So many good things. And I know next week is also Mental Health Awareness Week. And I understand you've covered that already in your program.
Yeah, I briefed them about the topics of tonight.
For each day, yes. But And one of the things that we do know for helping people with anxiety or to calm them down is doing work, learning new things. And for some of us, it's like learning more about Bong Ho Niue. And learning more about Niue culture. So that's a good thing that's happening with the launch of the Pacific Languages Strategy on Friday.
Yeah.
So also this in Porirua this evening, there until 10 p.m. at Pacific Health Plus in Cannons Creek, people can get their vaccinations there as well. And if we want to, we'll check if there's a place which is open for vaccinations. We can just visit the HealthPoint website. And if you type in into Google search, you know, healthpoint.co.nz, it will take you to the site. And then click on vaccinations, and it will go through and give you a list of suburbs in the Wellington region where you can find a pharmacy or a doctor's surgery or a medical centre where they give vaccinations, and it gives the times that they are available. So there are lots of help here for our people to improve the vaccination rates. And also a reminder, the government mandates for health and disability workers have ended, and it will end for everyone on the 26th of September, which is on Sunday evening, at 11:59 p.m., 1 minute before midnight.
So we are to watch that, or?
Just to be aware of it. Mm-hmm. And I know that you said you'd love to go back to Niue.
Oh, yeah.
And I would too. So we're waiting for that opportunity. But to people travelling to Niue or to Tonga, Samoa or Fiji, if they need it, we still need to have a RATS test, a rapid antigen test, before we leave New Zealand to go to Niue, Waitanga or Fiji. And those, you can get a free RATS test from Pacific Health Services in the Hutt Valley, which is good. Otherwise, if you go to a pharmacy, it can, or some of the other places that offer them, they cost, those tests cost between $60 to $100. So, but if you go to Pacific Health Services, contact them, those services have been offered free. And really, if you're taking your family back to New Zealand and you need to be tested, or we all did before we leave, but it can save you money, you know, which we can be used for your time when you're in New Zealand. So, and also one of the things is we've been running a series of videos on Positively Pacific, and some of those videos have been about men's health and following what is the TAMA program, where men have gone through, I think it's a 6 to 8 week program about improving their health, which things like going on diets, exercise, losing weight. And if you want to see what the experience of some of those men has been, people should log on to Positively Pacific, the Facebook page, and you'll see those videos there which you can watch. And as some of these men who are once were very, very active and good sportsmen in their day, have now found that their weight has gone up and they've decided it's time to take stock and to lose weight and to improve their health. You know, so they share their experience of that, about losing weight, about exercise, learning more about diabetes, and other, you know, long-term conditions and health diseases.
I can see there's a team in Hutt Valley who's been riding their bikes across the river.
Yes, there has been. I've forgotten the name of that, but there's also at the Uso bike.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's that who do the regular cycle trips, and they operate on the weekends. You can log on to Uso, USO, and though they run a very well organised bike rides for all different levels of riders, and that's a good way to cycle with others, learn how to ride safely and in a group, and they provide a lot of help there.
Yeah, and in groups as well.
Yes, and the story behind Uso is that it was started by Chris Teal and his brother-in-law and his father. So Chris lives in Porirua, and his father had planned to ride around Lake Taupo and a few years ago now, and sadly his father passed away from cancer before
they made the trip. Yeah,
and so Chris and his brother-in-law did the cycle for him on behalf to remember his father, and they went from there, and then gradually they rode from the top of the North Island, from Cape Reinga down to Bluff over, and they have done that for several years ahead of trip, and then they started to organise these groups in the Wellington region with riding together as a group. Bike. There's also another group which is similar, which is Cycle Safe Porirua, and that's organised by Finlay. I need to give the name up, but that meets and runs every week, and organised for Porirua. And in fact, the CCDHB several years ago had organised and arranged for some sponsorship for them to buy bikes so that they could use them and offer them to people who haven't got bikes, so they could ride them all the day. And they organise weekly bike rides.
That was good encouragement, isn't it? It's supporting, it motivates people to go out. And maybe that's what some people can't do it.
And for those that they've organised some electric bikes as well for that. And so the gentleman who organised that is Finlay Siania. There's a park that's near the end of Drivers Crescent in Poirot, which they ride from every weekend. They have a bike ride. And while I don't have I can give you his contact cell phone number. I can give you his email, actually, which would be good.
Okay.
It's Hike Poirot, and his email is Finlay, F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Siania, which is S-A-I-N-I-A. That's S-A-I-N-I-A. And that's joined together and spoken all as one word at yahoo.com. And that's his email address. And you could also text him on 021-807-701. That's 021-807-701.
And Siania.
Siania or Siania.
Mm.
And he's lovely. He's been doing that and running that group as a community group for probably the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah. And very good towards us, you know.
Yeah, that's something good to motivate our people to join in.
And so they have bikes available for people to can use for free as long as he knows, so he can have those organised for them. And they have also been well supported over the years. That's well worth going on.
I'm just questioning here, that those bikes, are they big enough for us specific people?
Yes, they are. They have different bikes. So they are built for a Polynesian frame. And some of us are a bit bigger than others, and some of us are smaller than others.
I'm just wondering, it might not move if I'm on it.
Oh, then you could ask for an electric bike.
Oh, that would be great.
Which makes it a bit easier. If people contact him by texting him, 021-807-701.
Yeah.
And also one last thing, I guess, with all COVID, and we still know that some of our people are still having challenges as they come out of COVID, as we come out of COVID, around paying the rent or power. So hardship support is still available. If people contact the Te O Manino Trust, which is 0800-345-345, that's 0800-345-345, and they cover Porirua, Wellington and the Kapiti Coast, and they can help refer people on to MSD or WINS and help put them in touch with a community connector who can guide them through the process of getting support. Where it's needed, you know. And for our people not to be too shy or embarrassed or whakama about reaching out and asking for help. Which I'm in the Hutt Valley again, they can call Pacific Health Services Hutt Valley, which is 0800-747-213, 0800-747-213. And they also can refer people on. It'll help them through that process of getting support if people need it. So there's lots of good things happening. And I guess part of, if I bring it into Mental Health Week next week, part of keeping ourselves well is actually reaching out to each other, reaching out to other people, seeking help if we need it, but also offering help.
Is that the theme for Mental Health Awareness Week?
Yes, it is. The theme is reconnecting with people and places that lift us up. So reconnecting with people and places that lift us up. So, you know, those obviously people who make us feel good, who are positive, who help us through some difficult times, or help us when we might be feeling a little bit flat, lacking energy, or just a bit anxious about things or worried about things. So there is help available, and the Te Ao Manino Trust and Pacific Health Services both offer support, and not only with mental health or well-being, especially, and mental health is part of our well-being.
Yeah, it is. It's a big part of our well-being.
Yes, and nothing like part of what I like to do regularly, if I can, is to get out for a walk in the evening. I live close to the river and Petone Beach, so sometimes I'll go down and walk along Petone Beach. Mind you, I drive down. So I can spend longer walking along the beach, or when I've got more time, I'll walk down the Hutt River.
You have somewhere to go. I've got, I'm already walking from my bedroom to the kitchen and back.
Walk around Karori.
I'm fine. Definitely will be on it once my foot tells me.
Yes.
It is very, very, we've got a lot from you tonight, Alona. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to hearing from you again in the coming weeks, if that is okay with you.
Absolutely fine.
Okay. Mafona. Whakau e lahi, tō liu ke whelewaia, he whahi tapu ka hau.
Yeah, whakau e lahi. Yeah. Manuine e pō.
Pehea ni, koe. Lucy?
Yes.
Okay. Whakala whalahi atu, Lucy?
Whakala whalahi atu, Maerengi. Whakala whalahi atu, Kimoto Lohasi. Malolo na tai.
Whakawe mawhala, Piheni.
Whakawe mawhala.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight, Lucy. We just coming to our community notices, and I've heard that there's some event in the weekend. Maybe you can tell us about it. Anyway, if you can.
I'll do a little bit of work here. So on behalf of the Wellington UE Rugby League committee, we'd just like to invite our Nguyen community to get behind our fundraiser, our first fundraiser for this season. Particularly this fundraiser is actually in support, and congratulations to our trialees who took part in trialing for the Auckland Rugby League community, and a few of our players were selected from Wellington So fundraiser that we are holding on Saturday, which is this Saturday, 24th of September, is specifically a quiz night, fundraising to help, you know, lessen the burden of, you know, travel costs of anything that really entails of travelling to and from these tournaments, from Wellington to Auckland. The event is a quiz night that starts at 6 o'clock and finishes around 8:30 p.m. Now, our quiz night will be held in Mungavan Hall in Porirua. On sale for the night will be chop suey and rice. At $5, there'll be raffles and some amazing prizes should be won on the night as well. All proceeds of this event is going back to our Tama Whiwhine and Tama Whitaane and those whātas who really put in that effort and extra work to, you know, get picked and, I guess, play for our New Aian nation. So do come along and support if you can. There is a cost. It is a fundraiser. So it is $20 per person. So we are trying to raise as much funds as we can for our children, for New Aian children to travel and compete in the Auckland Rugby League tournament up there. Yeah, if you guys have any questions or if you want to buy a ticket, please let me know, Lucy Hetetu, or please get in touch with Luca Gibb, our chairman of the Wellington New Era Rugby League. Yeah.
Get your phone numbers, please.
My phone number, I'm more than happy to give my number. It is 022-1040629. You're more than welcome to give me a call if you have any questions, if you want to donate, if you want to support in any way that you can. We'll absolutely appreciate it. Again, all funds are going to our children. Yeah, we want to support and help out the families as much as we can, because you can appreciate travel to and from Auckland does come with a price, but our children, amazing, talented young kids are taking that field. They're representing with pride, with love, and they're coming away with a lot of wins. So, yeah, well done. Well done to our chosen few.
And do we know who those children are?
Yes, we do. Now, please bear with me. I do not have everybody's name, and I'm so sorry. I should have. Angel Grace from Porirua. We have Anuru. We have Christy. We have Araroa. We have Hinamanungi. And a whole lot more. And I do apologise, I should have those names on me. But all of these children have been picked from the Wellington community, New Aian community. They've put their hands up. They came and trialled. They performed and they were amazing.
So how many have been chosen to go up to Auckland?
About eight. Eight children have been picked.
That's so great. Okay,
absolutely.
So the event on Saturday is your fundraising. Koe asi tupe amatoro ke langa mataia ki transport ki Okalana to Auckland. This is for or everything that the kids need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it is very important that the community are backing our children up, because this is from Wellington.
Absolutely right, yes.
Okay, so I do have Luca's permission to give his phone number out, but I don't know. Oh. I forgot to get it off him.
Yeah. No, that's fine. So I am more than happy to get that for you. Just bear with me. So Luca's number... So Luca Gibb is our chairman for the Wellington UA Rugby League. And if you do have any questions or you'd like to donate and support, his number is 027-2200-517.
Okay. 027-2200-517, Luca Gibbs, and 022-104-0629. Lucille, your number?
Mm-hmm, that is great.
Okay. I will continue to advertise this on our program tonight and on too late on Saturday. And I hope that the program on Saturday on Friday night goes well. Saturday night.
At Mungavan Hall in Porirua.
Oh, Mungavan. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And any other support, help you need on the night?
Yeah, if anybody would like to make the tapasui and some rice to be sold on the night, please let me know, and we'll greatly appreciate it. Again, everything that is sold on the night, whether it be the food, the tickets, everything.
Any raffles?
Children. Pardon?
Any raffles?
Raffles being sold, everything. All monies are going towards our children.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lucille. And I hope that that event goes well. And I'm sure our people from the community will be happy to support our children from Wellington. This is Wellington's name they are going to take up with them.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Whakaweu lahi, Lucille. And we will be talking with both of you and Luca soon in coming weeks.
Awesome, sounds good.
Okay, mafole po.
Yeah, mafole po. Koe.
ala ua tuku ua ia he mga kwa mole anga ia ke he tau whakailoanga mai tamana kwa tutupu ke he maanga hata tūru ke he wahatapu nei ka e whakamua loto ke mātuta ki atu e whakatuta langa moe moe matua ia moe tamfine ko Lucilla moe Mae tohi kupu he matakau lagapili ki a Wellingtoni ko Lucille he tutu. Mae hana a takitaki ko Luca Gibbs. Ki hangau ia ki he taha asianga tupe kua whakawhitake ai a kua amamanaki ala tolu ki ai he afiafi whaiumu he waha tapu nei. Ka e asianga tupe nei ke langomatai aki e tau puhala o whenonga he hata tōlu a tau whanau niwe Wellingtoni ko whiwhiri ai ke whalataha atu ke he taha whetoko lakapiliki ke he maangana ko Okalana manatu he tau mga hukwa mole ne uhifu mai toko ua e tau takitaki mai e Okalana ke ke whiwhiri ai he tau whanau mai Wellingtoni, si koe tau whanau nei i Wellingtoni, ko lau tōlu haia kua makaka, mai makaukau, ke pele, si koe tau whanau kua pele tu mau fuki, he tau, tau pele spot he Wellingtoni. Si whakamale male atu ki am tōlu, ne whanongono mai hea whiawhi nei, whakamale male langomatai e tau whanau nei mai i Wellingtoni. I loa e tau tōlu e tau menapihia, nā kai o atu e tau mga whaua nei, mai hingoa he mga whaua. O atu ala tōlu mai hingoa Wellingtoni, si kua ole whakatoko lalo atu. Whakamale mole, tama sene tose hau ne toka he pesi, poke katu whihui. Fuaki ke langumatai aki e tau whanau nei pesi ni, kua nā kai hoko atu a koe hea whiawhia. Haku tau whakawhiawhianga nei lata ni me tau fuata, me tau whanau i kiki. Kai whakaolo taha mena whakaolo fatosi, ke lata ia mwe hātai tūru a tau whanau nei. Kai ke kua manako a koe, si ui atu a koe ke he toko ua nei a laua, tau numela telefoni a Lucilla he tutu, koe nā kai ua ua, taha nā kai whā, nā kai ono ua hiva. Ke wāki koe hala tōru a takitaki ko Luca Gibbs, numela foni nā kai ua fitu, ua ua nā kai lima taha fitu. A mamanaki e whewa nei ke whakahoko he Mungavin, faletolo e Mungavin, purilua, he awhiawhi whaiumu. Whakamale mole o atu nā ke langomatai hata tōru a tau whanau. Kaua lahi ki am tōru ia. Si pihia ni e tau whakailoanga nei mai he matakainanga poke pokoholona lui e hana tau ngahua mai tau whahi malolo sino. Longa lahi e tau whakaholoanga whaofao sino nei kua tau se ai ke lata ia mō tau tōru. Ai mua atu ke mtūri ne nofo mai purilua mo Hutt Valley. E tau whakaholoanga ne o nono lako mi takiha ia longa te tau pasikala ke ia o ke heke noni ke o he tau puhala nā kua whakatokatoka ki ai he fuanta nei ko Finlay Sainia numela fōni hana ko Finlay Sainia. Ko e telefoni hana, ko e telefoni utafano, nā kai ua taha, walu nā kai fitu, nā kai taha. Ia, ok, lutu tau sino hata tūru. Ne whaino nofu tu mau non TV. Ia, tungani foki, kua momoko e lalolang katoa, ha kua okioki e patui kififine mai ingilani, onono foki hata tūru. Mwe momoko atu foki he onono ki ai. Ko e tau whakatutalanga he awhiawhi nea i e kei lanta mo tau tū. Kai tuku atu e tau manatu whakaue ke he tau ekelesia ne whakalata hatu ke he tau tai whakamunuena anga he tohi tau tai. Awhiawhi he aho whaiumu kua mole. Pese ni kona kai hoko atu au ha kua maua hae he vela vela nefo ka he whanongono atu ko he mafola mai milino me tau ki tau ngahua he aho whakaue au e tulou ki am tolu e tau matakainanga niwe mai he ekalesia niwe KBC niwe Kilbeny Presbyterian Church kua watu ke whaka ka ingoa aki tau tolu e tau mga honei. Li liu ni ke liu ke whilewei a ai fōki a tau tōlu he tapu ka hau, a whi awhi lotu, o ta hola fitu ke he ma ta hola hiva, e mga hau whi awhi. Tau whukatu tala ai a tau tōlu me whalu, ma ta kai nanga whalu pulotu ma he whahi mana mana tuanga, la tōlu e nga hua he whahi mental health, ke whakatu tala mo tau tōlu mo lau tōlu fōki, ne kua maua he tau nganga nei si kua liu malolo fōki. A tai tōlu tau whakailoanga ia ke lata moe hātapu ka hau. Ka e ua nemo e tau hāta ki anga nei o atu ke maua e tau huki e tau tōlu. Hanai fōki kua whai pūhala tei tunga whakamua. Mana tūlahi en tōlu ne whai o whānau e tau tūlaki lalahi e waha ne whakatua e whakaholoanga ke sivi e tau la alanga huu e tau mamatofi fine. Aia, kua o whanau pihia e tau tūlaki la lahi. Siku e mōnei hahai ai e whalu mō toki tau veni, kua o whanau he e tau maanga takitaha. Ke fua ki atu e tau huki, ki atu tōru e tau matakainanga, tau mga whaoa he tau kaina takitaha. Whanonongo atu ki he Hutt Valley, mua atu ki a koine nofo he whahi ia, ha koe tau aho hana kua whakamatala atu, ki whanonga atu a koe ki he tau matakavi taki taha ia, po ki tau eke kafo hau, ko lau tōlu ke whakailo atu ki a koe ka eke kua nā kai māma mitaki. E tau whakailo anga nei. Koe ninga koe nei hata tūlu tau whakailoanga ke lanta mai awhiawhi nei. Kai amamanaki ke ua e whakailoanga nei tai. Koe amamanaki e tau whanau tata mawhine hata tūlu mai Wellingtoni Foki. Ko lauia ko Daphne Pihingia mo Jordan Mokale. Ke hoko atu ki he mangana ko Palmerston North. Ke he tau whewa a lolongo linga koe tau sivi whakamalemale mai kua tōko tua e ki tau leo ia kua longona atu ki he mga hala ne koe whenonga atu a laua ke whalatahai moe taha moe whalu matakau kua watu ki he mangana moe hala tūlua tau roto matala he tau lolongo si linga kua watu a la tūlu ke sivi po ke whetoko ai mai whalu, aia koe tau lolongo ia ke whetoko tunga ni, mana te tau tolu vahai ne wha oge a lofi ka hake siwi lolongo. Si pihia e whanau e, koe tau whanau to lai loto matala mai malolo, fuwale tau leo e lolongo, sa ia to o whenonga atu ala ua he aho pongi pongi, ki he tau nangana, ka mata, linga ko whitani he kamata. Ka e o atu fokini e tau mamatua, ma e tau matakainanga, ma e tau mga whaota ki taha, ke lango matai, ma ke tau he atu, whakamawhana atu ke laua nei, ke lolongo whakamarolo. Ma e o atu ni ke o whakalataha mo laua, kua toko ua laua e niwe, ne o atu he manga nei ko Wellington. A mamanaki ni ma Jordan mo Tiffany, ke mawhala moe munui na ha mua a whenonga, ke he maanga nā tō he weekend e poke a whakausianga e waha tapu nei. A mamanaki ke Osiaki, a mamanaki a tau tōlu ke a mamanaki e tau kautū heo tō Pasifika, ke ala tōlu kua wina atu ke he kaina he whakatufono, ke he palemeni, ha kua ma ke whakamunuina e tau wanga hau he tau atu Pasifika he aho whalaile ke he matahola whā he a whiawhi. A hai ei te wina kua tufutu whātu ke he tau takitaki, he tau he anga api, ke he tau motu takitaha, ke he whakalataha atu, ke he aho nā, ko uina mai ia he lilifu ko William Seal, kau whalataha ai, mo whahinga hua, mai tau tangata he atu Pasifika, ko he Ministry for Pacific People. Tola he fia fia hako longona, ko mai ke e tau mena nei ke tupu, ke langomatai mai ai he whahi, he whakatufon. Si komtoulu ne whai uina haia, a mamanaki ke whileweia, ke he kaina ia, e parlement, he awhia fi whilaile, ta hola whahi a whia fi ke kamatai, ko aole atu ke o atu tuai, e kumi tau, pen ke tokai tum tokā, da tūlu hana, ai lahi e manga kaina ia ke toka osi ei te motokā he te utangata ka tolo atu ki ai. E a whakaosi mai hena ia ha te tūru atau whakailoanga kai a mamana ki fōki e metakau NKWR. Komisi ngā hua ke whakatokatoka mai whakaosi osi fōki e wharu whakatokatokanga ke lata mai aho puli whakamotu. Si a mamanaki ni fōki ke mawhala moe manuina fōki e tau whakatūtala ia. Koe lai mahaki e tau ngahua kua hanga watu a tātūru ki ai. A mamanaki fōki a tātūru ke whakamanuina e waha tapu wanga hauniwe. He mahina ha o ke taupa. Kua uina atu fōki mai he whakatūwhono po ke whahi he leipa. Ne nofua ia William Su, ko ia, pule, po ko ia keleweki e tautangata he atu Pasifika. Hana ngā hua ia fuki, he nofua ia he whakatufono he mga hone. Aia ma tau matakainanga, ko hoko mai toa e taimi ke mawehe aia tautolu, si longa fuki angai e tau e tau whakailoanga ka ko whakaosi mai tua hena ia kai mawehe a tau tōru he a whiawhi nei. Aia ko hoko mai tua e taimi ke mawehe a tau tōru lau maha ke tau whakailoanga he a whiawhi nei a lingi tutua nei ka mawehe atu to liwa tau tōru ke whilewa ia e waha tapu ka hau. On a farm to Mimafa, Mimanuina.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.